Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode 33. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am. And his name is Ben. You killed his father. Prepare to die.
Hello!
That was way too cheerful now.
Oh,
you're avenging your father. Yes, much better.
Okay. So does that mean I have to talk like that for the whole episode?
No. It's just how you should have said hi the first time. I even nailed that intro, dude. Nailed it!
I know. Well, that's because I proofread it like 3 times to make sure that it was actually easily readable.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah, so you're welcome for that.
Yeah. What have you been up to for the last couple weeks in gaming?
Well, by cracky, have I been busy.
Yeah?
But it's been mostly busy at work, though, because by the time I get home, I almost don't want to get on the computer because I've been on a computer all day at work.
Yeah.
But I have taken the time. Oh, yeah. It very much so. But I have taken the time to, you know, make sure to try and gear up as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I have gone to the Timeless Isle and been completely unsuccessful in getting anything.
Mm-hmm.
And my raid team, we were able to get through and kill a Nourishon. So we had
nice!
A bunch of attempts on Sunday for the Shaw of Pride, but didn't get it down, but we're resetting on Thursday and going in there again.
Nice. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we're doing flex, and with the team that we have, with, you know, some people super geared, some people not as geared, you know, it's a good balance, and, you know, I think we're progressing fairly nicely for it. So it really does work for our team quite a bit.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah, but you know what's even more awesome?
What?
Vesker from Airy Peak. Now,
what?
Vesker... I guess listens to the show, which is fantastic. So first off, thank you very much for that.
Secondly,
I might have mentioned it once or twice or every single time that I've been on any show since the Timeless Isle came out, that I have had horrible luck with pets there.
Mm-hmm.
And Vesker was very kind and actually sent me an Azure Crane chick. So
Thank you
very much. It definitely brightened my day and made the Timeless Isle not the Isle of Dread as it's come to know be known by me.
The Isle of Dread. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ghost pirate ship and stuff. You know, it's a dreadful
place. You have to
place.
Kill people for a pet? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Although I will say I was pretty happy that I helped Zaram find his body. So.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, that is a fun little, not exactly quest, but a fun little thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I've got the achievement, yeah. So from now on, I'm just running through and looting treasure chests.
That's a good idea. I should do that.
Because, honestly, he doesn't give that many coins at the end, so now, from now on, whenever I go through there, I'm just totally in it for the treasure chests.
Yeah, I think I had, 10 seconds left, to spare when I was done, something like that. It was pretty close. Yeah, because one stupid banshee just wouldn't move, but... Anyways,
did you know Feign Death works on the Banshees?
Are you serious?
It does work on the Banshees. It totally does.
I'm going on my hunter. So that's pretty much what I've been doing, you know, boiled down to a nutshell. How about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing the Timeless Isle a bit, and then the Darkmoon Fair's up, but we'll get into more of that later. But I've been spending a lot of time there. And I've been playing other games a lot, too. Scott Johnson tweeted about this game that was a cross between apartment management and tower defense, and he mocked it. But I looked at that tweet and went, but I want that game. And I found it on Steam, and lo and behold, Unholy Heights was only $4. $4! So I bought it. And I am having a blast. I am, the very narrow demographic, I guess, that this game appeals to, but I love it. Oh, my gosh. I'm landlord, so I'm jacking with the rent everywhere. And, oh, yeah, you also get to be the devil. Yes, you are the devil.
What?
Who is... Yes. You are the devil, and this is your apartment building, and you are trying to raise your unholy army to take over the world, and you are doing it through rent control and reasonable prices, which
So hence the name Unholy Tower. Okay.
Yes, Unholy Heights. And it totally appeals to me, because that's how I played Fable. I was the evilest guy who ever walked the planet in Fable, but everybody loved me because my rents were under what they should have been. Of course, I owned every single piece of land in Albion, so, you know, it's not like I didn't have thousands and thousands of gold coming in. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome, and I loved it. And so I was beloved by all with my demon horns and the smoke, and oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah, that reminds me. I saw a tweet somewhere that there's a Tiny Tower Death Star.
Yes! And I'm
really tempted
game.
For that. But
it's not out yet. It's not out yet.
Oh, okay, it's not out yet.
Yes, I will let you know when it is out because I play Tiny Tower and you have a movie theater named after you because you're my friend.
Yeah, see, I didn't play the original Tiny Tower at all because I didn't want to become addicted, but the fact that they're making a Tiny Tower Death Star, I just, I can't hold off.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy fun, so I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I've gotten back into Minecraft, and I'm super excited, and I'm killing things with my sword and trying to make things nice, and sheep conveniently spawned this morning inside my pen. I was like, hello, sheep. Welcome to your new home that you have so wisely chosen.
Apparently the sheep fairy came that night.
Yes, it did, and it was really great. So now I have sheep in a pen. Just randomly. I'm like, day two. Awesome.
Nice.
But we're not here to talk about all that. No, no. We're here to talk about World of Warcraft and pet collecting, so let's get involved with that conversation.
Okay, how involved do you want to get with that conversation?
I don't know, I'm hyper.
So very. Gotcha.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
All right, well, you know what? Let's get on with the news like we, you know, are known to do. So, news! The first bit of news is something that actually I'm super excited for, and that is the BlizzCon 2013 pet has been announced.
Yes!
Now, if you've paid attention to previous BlizzCons, they usually do some sort of Murloc theme,
yes!
And this year is no different. In fact, I am so happy to announce that Murkalot, the really awesome armor-wearing Crusader Murloc from... Well, not exactly from Diablo 3 Reaper Souls, but the Crusader is, and he looks like it, and it looks awesome, and he's holding this little tiny flail, and it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait.
Are you going to get one?
Since I will be at BlizzCon inside, I'm pretty sure I will.
Oh, so you're a ticket holder. Man,
yes.
I can't afford a ticket, and I can't afford the cable thing, mostly because I don't have cable. So, yeah, I'll be lucky if I see one. I will take any donations, but in all seriousness,
I can't expect
anybody to give up their pet for me.
I actually did the virtual ticket the last BlizzCon, so 2011, and it didn't actually stream through my TV or anything. I just went, you know, right online and streamed that way.
Oh, neat. Okay, well then.
Yep, so anybody out there, if you're bummed that you don't have DirecTV or something like that, don't worry about it. Just get online. And in fact, in 2011, I took the day off and just sat at home and in front of my computer and watched the streams.
Did you watch
all
the Guild stream?
Day long. No, because I was watching the BlizzCon one.
Oh.
Plus, I wasn't in AIE yet.
Oh! Oh my gosh! Well, just...
I know! Crazy,
How
isn't it?
How are you playing? Anyway... We've got some hot fixes from October 2nd. Yes, we're reaching back in time because it affects your gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Bonkers can now be sold to a vendor for 25 gold. So instead of taunting Ben with your millions of bags full of bonkers, you can now just sell them and taunt him further.
I'd give you 25 gold for it.
I'd
give you
50 give,
gold.
If I could give you one, I would. Jade Fire Spirit's Fade ability now has an 8-round cooldown, which helps a lot when you're fighting the Jade Fire Spirit. Pierre is no longer bind on pickup, and players can have 3 of them. And the same goes for Rascal Bots. So, now you can sell them, vendor them, and everything as of October 2nd. And Rascal Bots' Phaser ability has a duration of 1 round. I guess they changed that.
Yep, must have. You know, I have to say that I took my engineer directly to the Timeless Isle just so I could get the pattern to make those because I really like them and they're cool. Mm-hmm. Then I found out that you can buy them and I'm like, I'll still make them because they're really cool.
Yeah, so. And they're really, really expensive right now.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. So speaking of October 2nd hotfixes, we also have some from October 4th. Ooh. And by some, I mean one. For the Celestial Tournament, if you go in there and you're actually part of a raid, you will now get credit for winning the tournament. Before, I guess people just, you know, willy-nilly went in there like, yay, I'm fighting, and didn't win.
Well, it's kind of funny that they specified this out, because if you're in a raid group and you kill a rare boss anywhere on the island, you don't get loot for him. So,
oh, really?
And yeah. Yeah, I have found this out, much to my own sadness. I'd love to know who's queuing up for the Celestial Tournament in a raid, but and then doing the whole thing while in a raid. But just in case that happens, they've made an exception to the no raids rule on the Timeless Isle.
It's someone who's waiting for their raid to start and they're really bored. So they thought, maybe I'll just do the Celestial Tournament first.
Yeah, because you can knock that thing out in about 5-10 minutes, right?
I wouldn't know.
No, you cannot knock that thing out in 5-10 minutes. And every time you leave, it resets.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyways, so, as I mentioned earlier, the Dark Moon Fair is going on right now! Like, right now, and I hope you get this podcast out in time to go to and participate in the Dark Moon Fair, because it matters! Why?
Yes.
No, not because of the bunny, but because of Moon Fang!
The Dark Moon Eye!
No,
oh,
Moon
right,
Fang.
Right.
Moonfang! You're a little behind the times, dude. Moonfang is the new world boss up at the Dark Moon Fair. She can spawn about once an hour, but not without some help from you. You have to go be killing wolves and stuff, and then some more bigger wolves will spawn, and yeah, it's this whole wolf-killing thing. But then she gets so mad that she jumps out and goes, I'm gonna eat your face. And she will. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yep, my last attempt, she ate my face 3 times.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible to see. I kited her for a while. So why does this matter? Why go through all the trouble in the repair bills of, like, at least three deaths? Well, because she drops the pet Moon Moon!
Yay!
He's an adorable baby wolf that dances in the moonlight with you if you slash dance with him. And it's very cute and
yes.
Very awesome. As of October 7th, Moonfang should always drop something when she is defeated. So, if you've been having problems earlier in the week with not getting any loot from her and it's confused you and it's made you not want to play, come back. Come back. It's okay. You can totally get some stuff. And the first time you kill her, each fair, you will get 10 extra tickets. So, yeah, 10 extra tickets.
Yeah.
If you're
but,
still grinding
you know,
up the other pets, that's great.
Very true, but in all honesty, Moonfang is actually really cool to kill because of some of the other just fun stuff that you can get as well. So
mm-hmm.
Not only can she drop Moon Moon, she can also drop the Wolf Paw or something like that. I don't know the special super-duper names for all these because I totally didn't look them up because this is totally off the cuff, but there's the paw. It actually turns you into a wolf, and it's cool, and then
Moon
you can get
paw.
A... Yeah, so I was close. Then you can get...
Sure.
The moonlight thingy? Whatever that's called? Oh, well, anyways, you get a mount that is essentially Moon Moon for the duration of the Dark Moon Fair. And
yeah.
Then you can also get the Moonfang pelt, which gives you a wolf-like helm-looking thing.
Which is really funny to see on a panda bear. Let me just tell you, I'm a panda bear on a kitty cat with a wolf hat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it really was fun.
Yeah, but really cool, fun stuff. So, I mean, mm-hmm. if you see that she's up, help everybody out, you know, even if you already have the pet, because it, you know, someone else doesn't have it.
Yeah, and it's a tough fight.
I died 3 times.
Uh-huh, you did.
3 times.
All right. Well, Moonfang is a difficult boss, but let's move on to our boss battles for the week.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Round 1. Fight. Boss Battles.
Alright, this week's boss for Boss Battles is none other than Aki the Chosen, or as I like to call her, Icky Aki. Yes.
Like, finally, right?
Right. Oh my gosh. Finally. The end boss of Pandaria. Do you know what we're going to do after this?
Celebrate?
Nope. There's a bunch more bosses to still defeat.
Boo. Well, yay, but boo.
Yeah. Okay. Aki the Chosen is awesome. She is difficult. And she's moved. She is at 3174 in the Vale of Eternal Blossoms. This is over in the village in the untouched part of the Vale. Now, she's really hurting over her loss of that prime lakeside real estate, so let's beat her up for a bit. The first pet we're going to discuss is Stormlash, a wild crimson hatchling, and he's a dragonkin. This guy is the beast of the set.
Yes.
All right? The first ability he does, and that he will do, is Call Lightning. It is a mechanical attack that deals mechanical damage and causes Lightning Storm for 5 rounds. During the Lightning Storm, all pets deal bonus mechanical damage on each attack, while mechanical abilities deal 25% more damage. You also get hit after every freaking time you hit, thanks to the lightning. So it really sucks, and you don't want it up. You want to change your weather effect to deal with this immediately, if at all possible. His second ability is Tail Sweep. It's an ability that deals Dragonkin damage. If Stormlash is slower than your pet, it will deal extra damage. And it hurts. This thing hits for like 500 or something last time I did it. So, crazy!
Yep, and especially if Lightning Storm is up at the same time. Ouch.
Yeah. His final ability is Roar. This is a beast-type attack that deals beast damage and increases the damage Stormlash will deal by 25% for 3 rounds. So, he can buff himself. He can make sure the weather hits you, and then he hits you with his tail a lot. This sucks. This guy sucks. He's the one you gotta get down the fastest out of all three of them.
Yeah, definitely. However, I do have to say that my favorite pet to fight, well, maybe not really to fight, but my favorite pet that she has is the next one, which is actually Whiskers. Now, Whiskers is an otter, which I absolutely love, and the fact that Blizzard put them into the game makes me squee every time I see them. But Whiskers is an aquatic type, and will have, you know, some aquatic moves. Now, the first one is actually going to be Surge. This is an aquatic ability that hits you with a stream of water, dealing, what do you know, aquatic damage. Now, yes. This move will always go first. So no matter how fast you are in comparison to Whiskers, Surge, bam, hits you in the face with some water. Next up, which is, you know, the really fun thing, is Survival. And if I remember correctly, this is a critter type move, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot to put that in the notes. But
I'm smart enough...
I'm smart enough to remember that it's Critter, so go me. Anyways, this move will prevent Whiskers from dying. Not forever, but it makes it so that its health actually won't drop below 1 until the next round. And on top of that, this will actually make Whiskers survive an apocalypse. So if you have a roach out that you plan on tricking Whiskers with, it unfortunately will probably survive. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're planning out your strategy. And last but not least, Whiskers does have Dive. And this is another aquatic move that actually has Whiskers submerge underwater, which is weird because, you know, it's in ground, but, you know, whatever, underwater. And he is not attackable. Now, the next turn, he'll pop back up and attack, causing aquatic damage. So it's just like everybody's favorite move, Burrow. And did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I was just making sure you were done, dude. I was just about to say something when you were like, did I lose you? I'm like, no.
Okay, well, we're good then.
Okay. I don't know that that's everybody's favorite move, but I'm pretty sure it's your favorite move, like, of all time.
Well, see, that's me being sarcastic, because I hate that move.
I know. The last pet she has in her lineup that we are going to discuss is Chirrup. He's a cricket. He's a critter. It's pretty straightforward. His first ability is Swarm. This critter-type ability starts a swarm of crickets rampaging over your pet that lasts for 3 rounds. If you are struck by Swarm, you will also take double damage for 2 rounds. So this one not only hits you, it'll make you sure you get hit harder for a couple more rounds. Now, then he has these two crazy abilities that I swear this cricket has no idea what he's doing when he uses them. The first is Nature's Touch, a critter ability that heals Chirrup. Now you're thinking, wow... That's a good ability for him to have. And it is a good ability. If only Chirrup here understood when to use it. I've seen him open with healing himself. So, yeah, he's not the smartest. And if you listen, he sings the zombie song. So he's very confused. Then he has another song, Inspiring Song. It's an elemental ability that restores health to the entire team. Now, this would be a great thing to use if, say, Aki the Chosen maybe switched out her pets during the battle and, you know, thought at all, but she doesn't. And since Chirrup is usually her lead pet, she's healing her team with Inspiring Song for no reason.
Well, you know, this could actually be genius. It could show her overconfidence that, hey, I'm just going to heal everyone because what are you going to do, damage the rest of them? Psh. Or she's really confused.
Yes, or, I will.
There is a chance that maybe you're using a move like, say, what is it, the little tornado that I know the Jade Owl uses that, you know, has the little
flying
tornado
ability.
Going around. Hitting the pets in the back.
Which, again, this would be great if I were doing anything like that, but I'm going to tell you how I beat Aki here. I have Anubis'
Kick
idol.
Get the crap out of her.
Yeah, I have an Anubis' idol. I have a seagull, and then I have a baby pet. This baby pet is typically level 4 or better. I open with the baby pet, then bring out the Anubis' idol, beat down Chirrup and the dragon, and then I use the seagull on the whiskers, and it's sometimes I can even beat him down with the Anubis' idol. I mean, it's not very complicated beating her down, and the key is the Anubis' idol. So yeah, sandstorm to hide away that thunderstorm. I have that mega shield for when he casts sandstorm because that one hurts like bad. So, mega shield and then sandstorm, and then I just beat them down with my fists until they all die. It's great.
Well, that is good. But you know what? If you don't want to actually use that strategy, like if you don't have a Anubisith idol, you could always go for the pet weaknesses, which would mean that you'd want a humanoid, which, you know, awesomely is an Anubisith idol, a flying type, and a beast type. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do the Anubisith idol and then something else.
Yeah, I mean, by the time he goes down, I mean, I typically get him to live to the otter, at least. And then I just switch him out, or let him die to the otter, because, yeah, otter.
You want Whiskers to actually feel, you know, kind of good about itself.
Sure,
maybe not.
Why not?
Well, you know what? Aki's feeling all sad. You know, at least give her pets a little bit of, self-esteem boost.
No. No, I use her to level off of. There's no self-esteem in that.
Okay, well, that works then. So, I have a question to ask you.
Oh, cool.
Have you been digging recently?
I'm going to be honest. As much fun as I find archaeology to be. And I haven't ever found it much fun. I've been digging a lot. But I stopped because, the aisle came out and I've been distracted by that. And did I mention I'm playing Minecraft now? And these things are fun games. Minecraft's a fun game to dig in. And no, I let it fall a bit by the wayside, but I wait till I get a stack of 20 Motes of Harmony and then I trade them in now.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me ask you this then. Do you think that we should add to our race to the finish? Add another leg to the journey, if you will?
Heck yeah, it's been 3 months and still no thing.
God, has it really been 3 months?
Yes, it's been 3 months.
Oh my god.
It's been 3 months and I've spent enough time digging for it to qualify as a part-time job.
Well, okay. I kind of came across the same problem. I'm so burnt out on digging. You know what? I just want to leave it in the dust.
All right. So, what should our new Race to the Finish be? Now, keeping in mind that we're still going to be digging.
Yay. Yeah.
Yay. But what should our new one be? What should we add to the race?
Okay, so I was thinking about this, and I came up with one. I hope you agree with me on this. So I have this problem, and that is that I do not have my legendary cloak yet. And in order to get it, I need to get a whole crap ton of stuff from raids. Like, I think I'm on the Secrets of the Empire right now. What better way to motivate me to get that than also tying a Race to the Finish in with it? So I say
we do all this for you. Yes.
Yes. All of it for me. Because you know what? You have Moon Moon. So I need something to go for. How about the Gooey Shawling? It drops off of the Shaw Pride in Flex and Raid Finder. So you know what? We're both at least running Flex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get an extra shot every week if we run Raid Finder as well. So it'll help keep me motivated to actually try to get my legendary. And I figure if you haven't gotten yours yet, it'll help you as well.
I haven't gotten mine. I'm actually at the point where I am getting, like, I just finished the Mogu Runes of Fate and that really ridiculously difficult. No, not Runes of Fate. Oh my gosh, that was months ago. I was doing Secrets. I was doing Secrets.
Oh, that's what I'm on. Yay.
Yeah. No, I just finished that and I just did the ridiculously difficult solo raid. OMG, was that ridiculously difficult. So you have that to look forward to.
I hear that the DPS one is the hardest.
I have no idea. All I know is that I was doing the solo raid and yeah, whatever. Jeez, that was tough. And so now I'm collecting 12 of this other thing and I have 4 of them.
Okay, so 4 of those new like collectibles. That is actually a pretty good start, I'd say.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm really excited. You know, they seem to drop a little more easily for me so far than the secrets, so hopefully, you know, I'll be done with this soon, and then I'll have a pretty cloak to dance around in with magical wings that I probably won't hide.
Well, you know what? Even if you hide the cloak, the wings pop up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, they are really cool, and everybody who has them, I'm really happy for you, but they are really, really distracting. But that's all I have to say about that.
So Race to the Finish. Woohoo!
Yeah, Gooey Shawling. Woohoo!
We are going to get this ooey gooey thing.
Ground rules, even though I know that we don't have to go over it because we're both very honorable, non-cheaty people. You have to get it in a drop.
Yes.
And you can use bonus rolls on it as well.
Yes. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. And screenshots if you're not too stoked and forget to screenshot.
Exactly.
All right. So then, we will totally do this.
Yes.
And speaking of pets, let's talk about where to find wild pets because, you know, not everybody wants to run Flex LFR and all that fun stuff.
It is fun, though.
Kinda. Depends on who you're running the Flex with. And, well, I'm more down on LFR because, yeah, it's LFR.
Yeah,
They blew up my cannon while I was in it shooting at the mobs. I don't think they understood that I was helping.
No.
Pet Spotlight.
All right, so Pet Spotlight. We are talking about the level 55 to 60 zones. If you don't know what that means, well, let me tell you. It means we are finally done with the Eastern Kingdoms Kalimdor vanilla side of World of Warcraft.
Booyah!
Yeah! Finally! We don't do this all the time, so, you know, bear with us. But we're going to move into the Outlands next time, and we're probably just going to start shooting through the zones much more quickly. But anyways, The first zone we're going to talk about is the Blasted Lands. Now, that's now level 55 to 60. The pet levels you will find here are level 16 and 17. The pets here are the Fire Beetle, the Adder, the Scorpid, the Spider, and the Scorpling. Now, the zone-specific pet that you want is the Scorpling. It only pops on a certain mesa that you can get to most easily by flying, but you don't need a flying mount to climb up there. You may have to kill off some critters in the rest of the zone to get this guy to spawn, but it's totally worth it. He kind of looks like all the other Scorpids, so whatever, but he's your zone specific pet. You want him to have them all.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So lastly, we have Silithus, and that is also levels 55 to 60 for your leveling character. Now, the pet levels there are also going to be level 16 to 17. Now, in Silithus, you can actually find the beetle, desert spider, the Karaji guardling, the rock viper, the scarab hatchling, scorpid, sidewinder, the silithid hatchling, and the spiky lizard. Now, the zone-specific pets on this are actually going to be the Karaji guardling, which you can only find in the summer. So very important. In fact, I think that you can no longer find it now because summer is over. And considering that my Blossoming Ancient is in autumn mode, I think that summer's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
So you'll have to wait till June to score that one again. But aside from that, you can also find the Scarab Hatchling and the Silithid Hatchling. And they are all three of them caught through pet battles.
Nice. So that's it. That's the end. That is all of them. If you have listened to us and caught the pets in all the zones, including the zone-specific pets, then that means you now have Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdom Safari.
Ta-da! Unless for some reason you didn't get your Karaji guardling and then you have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, or your winter owl.
But that's okay. But that's coming up soon.
Yes, winter owls are coming back soon. So that's it. That's our show. Wow, we covered a lot tonight. Dude, I'm so excited.
Well, you've been excited all night.
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, that's right. Moon Moon will do that to you.
I think it's more the candy, the caramels I got to eat.
Which, you know what? I didn't tell you, but that is my favorite kind of candy, so I'm incredibly jealous.
I love them so very much.
And they just keep you up and going and peppy and happy.
And going and going and going and going and going. It's awesome! Seriously, I'm not allowed them very often. People are scared of me when I'm normal. All right, so if I had my show notes up, I could say this part.
Would you like me to? Because I have mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
All right. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@email.com. At email? Okay, you should take it because I can't read.
It happens to the best of us. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow Eludra. She is at Eludra_AIE. You can find me. I am at Al the Mage.
You can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
And of course, as always, Eludra can be found on the AIE podcast and on Eludra's Pets, which can be found on various other cool shows, such as Azeroth Roundtable.
Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and is copywritten to us as well.
Yay! Caramels for everybody!
Woohoo! I wish I could. I wish I could just be throwing caramels out to the masses and everything. It would be so great!